Okay. So now I'm gonna try to explain this again in the way I always explain it through drawing. So we start with four worlds. Atzilut, nobility. Bri'ah, creation. Yetzirah, formation. Asiyah, action. Seven chakra system. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, purple. First three chakras represent lower worlds, material worlds, emotional worlds. These three chakras represent spiritual worlds, high worlds, mental, spirit, mental, emotional, physical. This is the heart, it's the way through third dimension, fifth dimension. And the squiggly line that goes here, this is the path of the labyrinth through the chakra system. So, in meditation, I take all this and I imagine it in my body, where I imagine everything as if I look from the center. And when I want to do this labyrinth meditation thingy, what I do, I imagine, while I relax myself, I imagine, I send roots down to the earth. And then I make myself feel, with my imagination if you like, how I absorb through the roots the energy of the earth, and the energy is coming up. Okay, so this represents the earth, and it comes up, the energy goes up through the tube, you know, the tube that goes in the middle where are the chakras. The energy goes up to the solar plexus. The way I do it, I take a breath, it represents the motion. And when I take out the breath, means I'm resting wherever I stopped. So, that was from the roots into my center of the chakra solar plexus. Now I go out from the chakra, out and in to the second chakra. So, now I'm going into the center of the throat chakra, and I move through the three chakra system out to the infinite. Okay. So, basically, once we do stuff like this, we basically activate channels of information that exist within us. Think of it, this represents third dimension. Five senses. We are blocked into believing that what we're seeing and hearing outside of ourselves is reality. That's the trap, because our world, each individual, our inner world is our inner reality. If you are influenced by the outside, then it will it's influencing your mind, so you will create with your mind someone else's ambition. If you know what you are, who you are, and what you want, you can push away the mind control and start recreating your vision. So, if you, we always feel something is missing, we are material and not spiritual, we feel something is missing, and you know, in creation nothing is missing. Creation is perfect. So, what's missing? Missing the whole concept of consciousness, the whole spectrum, if you like. So, once you do activation and moving from third, only third dimension, to fifth dimension perception, which gives you the whole structure, then you can see more of reality and you can act on it, you can manifest and you can do all sorts of cool things. But first of all, learn to feel this within your being and let it bring you information, because once you figure out your inner way to get spiritual information, then you know you're on the right track. You'll see it's the same. There's only one truth. All, how you say, all the water gets to the sea, basically. You know what I try to say. So, I hope this was informative and helped anybody to get to the next level of consciousness. Meet you on the astral plane.